So this is another image from the book. The book is called We May As Well Dance, which was initially going to be about how we coped with lockdown and the changing emotions as we trundled through the year. It's obviously now been a bit longer than that, but that was when I decided to make the book. And as time went on, and I was sort of wrapping up the book, something happened which sort of changed the course of the way the book was going. And that was the fact that, my mother, who'd come over for her 90th birthday and then Christmas and was supposed to go back in January, by the end of January, suddenly became very ill with what we now realise was rapid onset vascular dementia. And we ended up caring for her, my husband and I, for the last 6 months of her life. Much of that time we were sort of locked down or certainly constrained with what we could do. And obviously it turns your life upside down, without a doubt. Now, I know plenty of people have photographed their ailing parents or loved ones in all sorts of different stages of illness, and certainly dementia is no different. I was quite adamant, because it's not the way I photograph anyway. I didn't really want to show her like that. But I felt that maybe with the use of suggestion and metaphor, I could hint at what we were going through and perhaps what she was going through. Yeah, I'm sure dementia has touched most of us, so we know enough about it to realise what it suggests. The first title, and the title that has been used in the book, is The Fearless Alone, because I really got the sense that she was alone. The way ahead was really not very clear, not to any of us, actually. But oddly enough, she didn't seem particularly terrified either. In fact, she seemed happier than she had been for a long, long time. Once the art of communication had gone, we just had to rely on facial expressions, and they almost invariably seemed happy. And I have to say that made what we were going through an awful lot easier. This image and the others in that chapter are very much about my mother and her journey, for want of a better word. But I appreciate that context is not immediately apparent when you look at the image, obviously. As Michaela suggested, the sort of bright circle is suggested of a moon. And it was taken through a screen, some paint on a window, to create some abstraction. So the other suggestion that I would give for the image is winter moon.